Patrick Mahomes, no gun control push after parade shooting because I continue to educate myself. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 16, 2024. Three-time Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes indicated he did not call for more gun control following the February 14, 2024, Kansas City Chiefs parade shootout because he continues to educate himself. Time noted that Mahomes believes something needs to be done about the violence people are showing toward one another. But the issues revolving around guns take a lot of education to really learn. Mahomes said, I don't want to make a quick response to something that takes a lot of education to really learn and make a swaying comment based off that. Watch, shooting erupts at Chiefs parade, multiple wounded, suspects in custody. For similar reasons, it does not appear Mahomes will endorse a 2024 presidential candidate. He told Time, I don't want to pressure anyone to vote for a certain president. I want people to use their voice, whoever they believe in. I want them to do the research. Breitbart News reported that just hours after the parade shooting, and before information about how many guns or gunmen were involved, Chiefs defensive end Charles O'Menahue used a post on X to push for gun control. O'Menahue wrote, prayers for those affected at today's parade. A time of celebration ends in tragedy. When are we going to fix these gun laws? How many more people have to die to say enough is enough? It's too easy for the wrong people to obtain guns in America, and that's a fact. In the days and weeks that followed, it became evident that the parade shooting was, in fact, less of a shooting and more of a shootout. Watch, A.W.R. Hawkins schools media on separating facts from fiction in Chiefs shooting reporting. On February 16, 2024, Breitbart News pointed out that two juveniles were charged in connection to the Chiefs shootout. And 4 days later, on February 20, two adults were charged. Moreover, on March 14, 2024, Breitbart News pointed out that three men, 22-year-old Fado Antonio Manning, 21-year-old Ronald DeWayne Williams Jr., and 19-year-old Kalen Hendrick Groves, were arrested on gun charges related to the incident. The charges included firearm trafficking and straw purchasing. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, and a pro staffer for Pulsar Night Vision. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Beef is his favorite vegetable. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @her_Hawkins @Breitbart.com.